نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فما لكم في المنافقين فئتين والله اركسهم بما كسبوا اتريدون ان تهدوا من اضل الله ومن يضلل الله فلن تجد له سبيلا ودوا لو تكفرون كما كفروا فتكونون سواء فلا تتخذوا منهم اولياء حتى يهاجروا في سبيل الله فان تولوا فخذوهم واقتلوهم حيث وجدتموهم ولا تتخذوا منهم وليا ولا نصيرا صدق الله العظيم. As I told you before, three subjects were very important regarding the conduct of the munafiqeen. Number one, the total obedience to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Total obedience. Number two, قِتَال فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Because there was risk for life and loss of wealth also, because you know everybody who went for fighting in the way of Allah, he had his own conveyance and his own rations. It was not an organized army like we have today. The supply lines are there and so on, and all the conveyance belongs to the government. Nothing of the sort. So it was risk for life, risk for money and wealth also, and belongings also. And the third subject now begins, and that is of hijrah. As I told you, hijrah, immigration to Medina, for all mu'mins, was declared to be necessary, obligatory. Why? The wisdom behind? Because after Hijrah, the revolutionary struggle of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had entered its fifth phase. What is the fifth phase? Number one, da'wah. Number two, organization. Number three, training. Number four, passive resistance. No retaliation. Taking all persecution without any retaliation. And now it was to be the fifth stage, and that is of active resistance, challenging the system, challenging the Quraysh, because they were the Aimmat al-Kufr, as they are called in Surah al-Tawbah. They were Aimmat al-Kufr. So now for that purpose, it was necessary and absolutely logical that all the force available should gather at one point, so that that base is strong enough, and from that base, an offensive can be launched. Hence it was made compulsory, every mu'min, wherever he is, whether he is at Makkah or at any other place in the whole of the Arabian Peninsula. Because the Arabian Peninsula had a few cities only, just as Makkah and Taif and Medina and a few more. All the rest it was Bedouins, Arab. Areas were divided between Qabail, between the different tribes. And they were wandering over there, some rain and there is some greenery here, they are staying here today. Again, because it is all finished, then they moved to some other place. Wherever they were forced and they were obliged to come to Medina. Now this again became a very big testing for those people regarding their iman, to leaving their homes and hearts, while there was nothing for there which was disturbing them. At Makkah, Muslims were being persecuted, but there were mu'mins in different tribes and there was no conflict. And they were not persecuting them. Now, without any persecution, to leave the homes and hearts, it is not an easy job. And the land is very beloved to every person, where he has lived, where he was born, where his ancestors are buried. So this is again a very tough point. And it was said already, because in the end of Surah Al-Anfal, because Surah Al-Anfal was revealed much before this surah. Surah Al-Anfal was revealed in the second year after Hijrah, just after the Battle of Badr. And the period of the revelation of Surah Al-Nisa is starting from the fourth year after Hijrah till the sixth year. Different passages were revealed at different times during these 3 years. So in Surah Al-Anfal we find the divine wordings. مَا لَكُم مِّن وَلَايَتِهِم مِّن شَيْنْ حَتَّى يُحَاجِرُوا. If these mu'mins, if they don't migrate, don't make Hijrah, they don't leave their homes and hearts and come over to Medina, then you have no relationship with them, O mu'mins. Now this was a very harsh and very tough commandment. Now there were people who had come to Medina from Quraysh, And there were their brethren, and they knew he has also embraced Islam. Only he is not making hijrah. But now Quran says, مَا لَكُم مِّن وَلَايَتِهِم مِّن شَيْءٍ. You have no connection with them now. No relationship. All relations broken. So this is the problem. And this was the problem faced not by the munafiqeen of Medina, but the munafiqeen elsewhere. Because munafiqeen of Medina had to stay in Medina. This test they didn't have to pass through. So actually that was a very big test for other people. For other people who embraced Islam, who accept the faith, but they didn't immigrate to Medina. And about them, you know, the Muslims were now differing. What has happened? If he has not been able to immigrate even, then he is a Muslim. He has embraced Islam. He says Shahada. He testifies, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Only if he has not migrated, our relations are broken. Why? He is my brother also. He belongs to my same tribe. And he has accepted Islam. Now, Allah says, مَا لَكُم مِّن وَلَايَةٍ مِّن شَيْطَا يُحَاجِرُ. So there was a difference of opinion among Muslims. And with this passage is now beginning. فَمَا لَكُم فِي الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِيَتَيْنَ. What is with you? What has happened to you, O Muslims? You have become two parties regarding these munafiqeen. Those munafiqeen who have not made hijrah, who had preferred their ancestral places and homes to hijrah. مَا لَكُم فِي الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِيَتَيْنَ وَاللَّهُ أَرْكَسَهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا. Allah has sent them back, overturned them, reverted them. After iman, they have gone back to kufr. Why? Because they have not complied with the divine ordinance that you have to immigrate to Medina. بِمَا كَسَبُوا. Due to their own deeds. أَتُرِيدُونَ أَن تَهْدُوا مَنْ أَضَلَّ اللَّهُ. Very beautiful way. Do you want to lead and guide to the right path the one whom Allah has already declared as having gone astray? Allah declares, if they have not migrated, if they have not left their homes and hearts and families, and they have preferred remaining over there and not coming over to Medina, actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already declared them that they have gone back. Now you want to guide them? وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهِ فَلَنْ تَجَدَ لَهُ سَبِيلًا. Whomsoever Allah has declared as have gone astray, you won't find for him any way of coming back and coming to the truth and coming to the true path. وَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُوا. They want that you should also become disbelievers like them. They might be saying, oh, you also come back to Makkah. Only we believe in Quran, we believe in Muhammad, we are praying, we are saying something. Why is it necessary that we go and leave our homes and go to Medina? وَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُوا. They want that you should also become the same and you should also take to the same path. كَمَا كَفَرُوا فَتَكُونُونَ سَوَاءً. So that you become at par with them. فَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنْهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءً. Don't make friends with them. حَتَّى يُهَاجِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Until they make hijrah. They migrate to Medina in the way of Allah. This is fi sabilillah. As I told you, for jihad fi sabilillah, it is necessary that all the available sources and resources, whether men or material, they should be gathered at one base. Now it is essential. So they had to come, and they have to come if they are true mu'mins. فَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ حَتَّى يُحَاجِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Don't make them friends. Don't take them as friends. Until they immigrate in the way of Allah. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا. And if they turn their backs, فَخُذُوهُمْ وَاقْتُلُوهُمْ. Seize them, kill them, slay them. حَيْثُ وَجَدْتُمُوهُمْ. Wherever you find them. وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنُمْ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. And don't make them your protectors or your helpers. Now what's the background of this ayah? Because we have to understand the background. Because Arabian society was basically tribal. Now a tribe as a whole is kafir. There are a few Muslims there. They have embraced Islam, accepted the faith. But they have not migrated. They are with the kabila. When there is an expedition against that kafir kabila, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has sent an army against that kabila, that kafir kabila, that unbeliever tribe. Now these people are also with those kafirs. So they cannot plead that because we are Muslims, don't attack us. No. Because you didn't migrate, you remained with your kafir kabila, you will also have the same fate as this kuffar. So don't spare them. Because if they have not migrated, they are with their tribes. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. And this is the rule. A man will be counted with those whom he loves. He loves his tribe, not Islam, not Muhammad. Actually, then what it will mean? He will meet the same fate as the other people of his tribe. فَخُذُوهُمْ وَاقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْسُ وَجَدْتُمُوهُمْ Wherever you find. وَلَا تَتَّخِذُ مِنْهُمْ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ يَسِلُونَ إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِيثَاقٌ But there is one exception. Except those who have joined, who have friendship and treaties with that kabila, with that nation, between you and them, there is a treaty. If that kabila or those people have a treaty with a tribe with whom you have a treaty, then you know they are also covered by the terms of that treaty. Aw ja'ukum, and number two, or the other exception is, if they come to you, hasirat suduruhum, their chests shrink, an yuqatilukum, they don't want to fight you also, aw yuqatilu qawmahum, and they don't want to fight their own tribe, their own nation also. They want to be non-aligned. They want to be, so they are not fighting you, against you, along with that tribe. Although they are not fighting with you against their own tribe, but if they want to remain neutral, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them also an exception. Don't kill them. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَسَلَّتَهُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ If Allah had so wished, He would have given them power over you. فَقَاتَلُوا فَلَقَاتَلُوكُمْ And they would have fought you side by side with their own tribe. They might have fought against you, O Muslims. فَإِنِ اتَزَلُوكُمْ So if they are withdrawing from you, فَلَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ And they are not fighting against you. وَأَلْقَوْا إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَمَ And they are presenting to you the peace. فَمَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ سَبِيلًا For such persons, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you no way, assigns no way against them. Now you can't have any step against them because they belong to a tribe with whom you have a treaty. Number two, or because they have come to you and they declare that they will neither take the side of their tribe nor they will take the side with you. Neither fight you against you with their tribe nor they are ready to fight against their tribes along with you. So now spare them. This is the second exception. But here is again another exception to this exception. What is that? Satajiduna akharin. You will find in another group also. Yuriduna an yamanukum wa yamanu qawmahum. They want to be in peace from you also and from their own tribe also. They want peace. They don't want to fight. They don't want to take sides. They declare that we are neutral. In the same way as in the previous ayah. But, kullama ruddu ilal fitnati urkusu fiha. Whenever there is some temptation, when they see that our tribe is strong, and this tribe is sure to win against the army sent by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they take the side of their tribe, so that they can also gain from the victory, they can also gain from the booty. كُلَّمَا رُدُّوا إِلَى الْفِتْنَةِ أُرْكِسُوا فِيهَا Whenever there is a testing and temptation, then they go back, they promise. فَإِلْ لَمْ يَعْتَدِلُوكُمْ Now if they are not withdrawing from you, if they are not sparing you, وَيَلْقُوا إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَمَا And they are not presenting peace to you. وَيَكُفُّوا أَيْدِيَهُمْ And they are not holding back their hands from you. فَخُذُوهُمْ Now you seize them, وَقْتُلُوهُمْ And kill them. Wherever you find them, وَأُولَٰئِكَ جَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانًا مُبِينًا And against such people, we have given you a clear mandate. You can go against them. Now, these things couldn't be understood unless you know, the struggle going on between Islam and Kufr. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions on one side, and his kuffar on the other. But there was some intermingling, because in that tribe, mainly the tribe is kafir, but a few Muslims are there. So there is a complication. So these problems had to be solved for the Muslims. What to do? Well, that person is a Muslim, but he is along with his tribe, he is fighting us. Should I spare him? No, don't spare him. Kill him. If he has come to the fight against you, along with the tribe to which he belongs. So these things are to be given in detail, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made everything clear. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ يَقْتُلَ مُؤْمِنًا إِلَّا خَطَأً. And it is not becoming, not appropriate for a mu'min to kill a mu'min. Mu'min will never kill a mu'min. Illa khata. Except by mistake. He was aiming at something else, but you know the bullet, it went to some Muslim and mu'min, you know, and he was killed. And in the same way, you know, in accidents, you don't want to kill a person, but if some person is, you know, crushed under the wheels of your car. So all these things are, this qatl khata it is called. Murder by mistake. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ أَن يَقْتُلَ مُؤْمِنًا إِلَّا خَطَأً. A mu'min, it behoves not a mu'min that he may kill a mu'min. إِلَّا خَطَأً. Except by mistake. Now what happens if you have killed by mistake a mu'min? Now there are three conditions. وَمَنْ قَتَلَ مُؤْمِنًا خَطَأً. Whosoever kills a mu'min, a real true Muslim, by mistake, فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنًا. Now he has to set free a mu'min slave, number one. This is the fine which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has levied on him. If he has a slave, Muslim slave, he will have to set him free. If doesn't have, he will have to purchase one and set him free. تَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنًا, number one. وَدِيَةٌ مُسَلَّمَةٌ الْعَلَيْهِ. And the blood money will have to be paid to the family of the person who was killed. So two things. You have killed a person by mistake. You have to pay the blood money to the family of the person. Number one. And in addition, this is actually the compensation that you are giving to the family because they have lost a member. But you know, because this is a sin, although you didn't aim at it, but it has happened at your hands. So you have to set free a mu'min from the bondage of slavery. إِلَّا أَن يَصَّدَّقُوا. Except if the family people, they forego that money as arm and charity. No, no, we don't require. Because you didn't kill willfully. You didn't want to kill our person, to murder our person. It was a mistake. We, you know, absolve you of that responsibility. We don't accept this blood money. And we give it to you back as a charity. إِلَّا أَن يَصَّدَّقُوا. This is one form. وَإِن كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمٍ عَدُوٍّ لَكُمْ. And if that person belonged to a tribe which is your enemy, he is him Muslim. He was a mu'min. You have killed him by mistake. But he belonged to a tribe which is in enmity against Muslims. Now what to do? Will you pay the blood money? No. Now one thing is gone. Because the family is kafir. You are not going to pay to them the blood money. But وَإِنْ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمٍ عَدُوٍّ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنًا. Only setting free of a mu'min slave will suffice. No payment of the blood money. Because he belonged to a tribe which is kafir. Now the third condition. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِيثَاقٌ. If he belonged to a tribe between whom and you there is a treaty, فَدِيَةٌ مُسَلَّمَةٌ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ وَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنًا. He will be treated as a mu'min as the first case. You have to pay the blood money to his family because although it is kafir, but you had a misaq with them. Although they are unbelievers. The tribe is unbelievers, but you had a treaty with them. So you have to pay the blood money to the family of the deceased, and also you have to set free a mu'min slave. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ. But whosoever cannot afford it, what to do? Now this is kafara. What to do? I don't have money to purchase a slave and then set him free. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَسْيَامُ شَهْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ. He will have to keep fasting for 2 continuous months. 60 days continuous. تَوْبَةً مِّنَ اللَّهِ. This is a tawbah prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, although he didn't intend to kill him, but because, you know, human life is so precious. Now, what is the wisdom behind it? Because of this law, now you will be extra careful. If this law is there, you will be extra careful that you don't kill a Muslim or a Mu'min, even by mistake. But if this law is not there, you may be more carefree to make you more careful that this is the condition, these are the hudud, these are the tazirat. Tawbatan min Allah wa kana Allahu aliman hakeema, and Allah Ta'ala knows everything. He is ever knowing, all wise. وَمَنْ يَقْتَلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا. Now, willful killing or slaying of a mu'min. Whosoever kills a mu'min willfully, فَجَزَاهُ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدًا فِيهَا. His reward, his recompense is the hell in which he will abide forever. This is the importance, you know. And how, you know, trivial matter today the Muslims think is killing Muslims. When Allah says, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاهُ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدًا فِيهَا. خُلُود. Forever. وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. And Allah will have His wrath on him. He will have the wrath of Allah. وَلَعَنَهُ. And Allah will curse him. وَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. And Allah has prepared for him a very big punishment and chastisement. Now this is the importance. As we read last night, two things are fundamental for human society. Respect for the life, human life, and respect for property. If you know respect for life goes, the foundation of the social order, it crumbles. And if respect for each other's money, each other's wealth and belongings is not there, it will be all chaos. No contentment, no peace in the society. So these two things are very fundamental. Ya ayyuha allatheena aamanu idha darabtum fi sabeelillahi fatabayyanu. Now another case. An army is going, Muslim army, against some tribe, some enemy. And in the way they find a person, it belongs to some other tribe. And he says, assalamu alaikum. What does it mean? He has declared himself to be a Muslim. Now these people think that if we accept him as a Muslim, we can't kill him. They say, no, you are not Muslim. You are only saying assalamu alaikum only to save your life, so that they can take whatever belongings he has when he is killed, and also all his wealth will come to the Muslims. So now this condition, what to do? If there is a combat, you are fighting against a tribe, and a person who claims to be a Muslim is fighting along with his tribe against you, then you kill him. Even if he says assalamu alaikum, you have to kill him. But here it is an incident which is a stray incident. No fighting, actual fighting is not taking place. You have not, you know, attacked any tribe. The actual fighting is not taking place. You are only going somewhere and you find someone. And he says, assalamu alaikum, I'm also a Muslim. And you say, no, lasta mu'mina. Ya ayyuha allatheena aamanu idha darabtum fil ard fi sabeelillah. Oh, you who believe, when you are going, traveling in the way of Allah, fatabayyanu. Always investigate. Wala taqulu liman alqa ilaykum assalama lasta mu'mina. And don't say to anybody who greets you with salam, who bestows on you salam, assalamu alaikum, who presents himself to be Muslim, lasta mu'mina, you are not a mu'min. You can't say it. Tabtaghuna arad al-hayati dunya. You are covetous of the worldly gains. You want to have the wealth that he has. Anything. Maybe even arms, his sword, his something else. So that was also very precious in those days. Tabtaghuna arad al-hayati dunya. You want to have the goods of the life of the world. فَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَغَانِمُ كَثِيرًا. Don't do this. Have faith in Allah. Allah has in store for you very big booties and, you know, ghalaim. Allah will give you. But don't behave this way. كَذَلِكَ كُنْتُم مِّن قَبْلُ. This was your condition before. Before Iman, you were after worldly things. All that mattered to you was this world, this worldly life, this worldly comforts, this worldly possessions. But now you have come to believe in the hereafter. So don't behave as you were behaving before. كَذَلَكَ كُنْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you grace, and He has shown His grace to you, bestowed upon you His favors. So now you must investigate. You must investigate whether he is a real Muslim or not. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. Verily, whatever you are doing, Allah is ever aware of it. لَا يَسْتَوِي الْقَاعِدُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ غَيْرَ أُولِي الضَّرَرِ وَالْمُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ. Now, as I told you, that going to war was not made obligatory for every Muslim. There was only persuasion. If you want martyrdom, you want paradise, you want to have the higher grades in Jannah, well, go and fight for the cause of Allah. Lay down your life. It was persuasion. Obligatory was only in the last battle of Tabuk. Therefore, whenever there was any battle, and if any Muslims which didn't join the Muslim army, there was no explanation was called. Why didn't you go? Because it was not obligatory. It was all voluntary. The persuasion was there. Now that persuasion is coming in a form comparing people who are able-bodied, but they are sitting back in their homes and not going to fight for the cause of Allah, and people who are going out to fight for the cause of Allah, to make the deen of Allah supreme, and they are making jihad and qital fi sabilillah with their lives and their belongings. Are they equal? No. لا يستوي القاعدون. Now, they are not equal. Who are not equal? القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر. Those who sit back and are not disabled. If somebody is disabled, if he's lame, if some limb is cut off, he can't go. So that is something else. But a person who is able-bodied, and he who has all the means, and still he doesn't go and join the qital fi sabilillah, this person is not equal to those wal mujahiduna fi sabilillah bi amwalihim wa anfusihim, who are going to jihad in the way of Allah with their own lives, risking their lives and their belongings. Faddala Allahu al mujahidina bi amwalihim wa anfusihim ala al qa'idina daraja. Allah has given a very big higher level for those. He has reserved a very big high level for those who make jihad for the cause of Allah with their belongings and their lives. وَكُلَّمْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. But for all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised good things. Because it is not obligatory. Therefore, if somebody is not going to the war, to the battlefield, to fight for the cause of Allah, because it is not obligatory, Allah will not deprive him from paradise, from his reward. But when it becomes obligatory, if you don't go, then you are depriving yourself from the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it was still voluntary. It was optional. You can go if you like. If you want a higher level in Jannah, go. If you don't want, well, you can sit back. No explanation will be called from you. No blaming will come on you. وَكُلَّمْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى وَفَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Again a persuasion. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give much greater rewards to those who are fighting for the cause of Allah, who are making jihad in the way of Allah, as compared to those who are sitting back. Darajatim minhu, again to emphasize. These will be the degrees raised high by him. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa maghfiratan, and then there will be also forgiveness of their sins. Wa rahma, and again, more of mercy. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is غَفُور, forgiving, رَحِيم, and He is merciful. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Now again, those people who, although they have embraced Islam, they have not made hijrah. They are living with their kafir tribes, whether at Makkah or elsewhere. They have not come over to Medina. Now, if death comes to them, the angel would ask, where were you? You professed Islam, you are living with the kafir tribe. Why didn't you make hijrah? You are doing wrong to your own self. You are making yourself doomed. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ Verily those whom the angels are putting to death. ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ And they are wronging their selves by not migrating, by not having migrated. قَالُوا رَهْنَمْ فِيمَ كُنْتُمْ And the angel would say, in what condition were you? How come? You are a mu'min and you are living in this place which belongs to kuffar and you didn't migrate. قَالُوا كُنَّا مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ They will reply to this angel, we were oppressed people. We were weeks. مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ قَالُوا أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً The angel would reply, was not the earth of Allah? The Allah's earth was not wide enough for you? فَتُحَاجَرُوا فِيهَا That you could make any migration and hijrah therein. Allah's world was very wide, very spacious, very commodious. You could have gone elsewhere. You should have left your kafir family and tribe and gone over to Muslim city or Muslim place of hijrah. أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً فَتُحَاجَرُوا فِيهَا فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ وَسَعَتْ مَسِيرًا For such people, their abode is hell. And it is a very bad destination. May Allah save us all from that. إِلَّا الْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ Again an exception here also. Except those who were really weak and oppressed, من الرجال, whether they were men, والنِسَاء, or women, والولدان, or children, لَا يَسْتَطِيُونَ حِيلَةً Who didn't afford, they didn't have any means to immigrate. After all, وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ سَبِيلًا They didn't know the path. How can I go to Medina when I don't know the path? It's not like, you know, buying a ticket from, you know, airways and going over to another country. Going from Makkah to Medina, from any other far place. Going from there, if there's no means, there's no camel, there's no conveyance, there's no, you know, wealth with them to meet the expenses during the journey. Or they don't even know the path, the way. So if there are such, you know, restrictions on them, if they are really not able to do it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِلَّا الْمُسْتَضَعْفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْبِلْدَانِ لَا يَسْتَطِيُونَ حِيلَةً وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ سَبِيلًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ عَسَى اللَّهُ أَنْ يَعْفُوَ عَنْهُمْ عَسَى اللَّهُ أَنْ يَعْفُوَ عَنْهُمْ As for these people, it can be hoped that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pardon them. But it can be hoped only. Allah is not guaranteed. Because Allah will judge on the day of judgment whether they were really excusable or not. Whether their excuse was a lame excuse or a real excuse, it will be judged. So, عَسَى اللَّهُ يَعْفُوَ عَنْهُمْ There is a possibility. They can hope to be pardoned. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَفُوًا غَفُورًا And Allah is all pardoning and forgiving. وَمَنْ يُهَاجِرْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ And whosoever immigrates in the way of Allah. فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ What does it mean? فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ is always for jihad. فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Infaq فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ You have to spend your money for making the deen of Allah supreme. For the expenses for jihad. Qital fi sabilillah, jihad fi sabilillah, infaq fi sabilillah, hijrah fi sabilillah. What does it mean? Because it is the duty of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make the deen of Allah supreme. And he is waging jihad. And for that purpose, now he wants, and Allah wants, that all the human resources should be gathered together at one place so that an effective offensive that can be launched. So this is hijrah fi sabilillah. This is not hijrah fi sabilil wealth of good living. No, fi sabilillah. Hijrah, to leave your ancestral place only for the purpose of the making of the deen of Allah Supreme. That is hijrah fi sabilillah. وَمَنْ يُحَادِرْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يَجِدْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا وَسَعًا He will find on the earth places of refuge and abundant resources. Don't think Allah's world, Allah's earth is not small. It's very wide. They will find. It's only the intention. If you determine, if you have the true determination, Allah will accommodate you, will give you places of refuge. Safar hai shart, musafir nawaz woh tere, hazar ha shajare sayadar raah mein hai. The only condition is that you want to immigrate, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for you. Fasanu yassiruhu lil yusra. وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا. And whosoever has left his home, immigrating, going towards Medina, and death overtakes him in the way. He intended to make hijrah. He left his home. He started from his ancestral place, Mecca or elsewhere. وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ يُدْرِكُ الْمَوْتُ. But now, death overtakes him before he reaches Medina. What will be the end? فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Now his reward is now due on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. If he couldn't reach Medina, it was now for no fault of his. Because death came, overtook him. But his ajr, his sawab, his reward is ensured. And here the wordings are وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Now it is due on Allah. He has to pay his rewards. Allah is taking upon himself that he will have to pay his reward. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمًا. And verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever merciful, ever forgiving. وَإِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَقْصُرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ إِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَن يَفْتِنَكُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ كَانُوا لَكُمْ عَدُوًّا مُبِينًا. And when you are traveling in the earth, in the land, فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ, there is no blame on you, أَن تَقْصُرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ, that you shorten your prayer. This is qasr. Two rakat of Zuhr and Asr instead of four. Of Isha also, in the same way. So if you are traveling in the land, there is no blame upon you if you shorten your prayer. إِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَن يَفْتِنَكُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Now there is another additional condition here in the Quran. If you fear that those, your enemies, your the kuffar, they will afflict you, they will attack you. Conditions are emergency conditions. إِنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ كَانُوا لَكُمْ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا. Verily these unbelievers, they are clear and open enemies for the mu'mins. Now this is the only ayah in the Quran where Qasr fi salah is mentioned. But this ayah is putting another restriction, another limitation, another condition. Not condition of peace. But if there is a fear, if there is a condition of emergency. But this has been extended by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the mercy. This concession, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam extended. Sunnah can add something to Quran. Sunnah cannot abrogate Quran. But Sunnah can add something to Quran. Just as I told you, the law of Muharramat, the nikah, you cannot have two sisters at once in marriage with you. But the Prophet said, the same will be the case of a woman and her maternal aunt or paternal aunt. They cannot be taken into marriage simultaneously. So that was an addition by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this qasr in ordinary journeys, it is an addition from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ فَأَقَمْتَ لَهُمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Now this is salatul khawf. There is emergency. There is fear that if we all stand in prayer, and because at that time the prayer was to be led by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and if you have two prayers, two congregations as we are having, now the Prophet will be leading only one, and nobody, no among the Muslims at that time would be ready to leave this congregation and wait for the second congregation which will not be led by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now this is the problem. Otherwise it is easy. You can divide half of the army, half of the contingent. They can pray and the other can stay behind guarding, and then they can go and the rest, they can come and pray. But no, it is the special case when Muhammad is there sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the wordings are وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ. When you are among them, فَأَقَمْتَ لَهُمُ الصَّلَاةِ, and you are now leading the prayer for them. فَلْتَقُمْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ مَعَكَ. So now one group of the Muslims should stand behind you with you. وَلْيَأْخُذُوا أَسْلِحَتَهُمْ. But they should take their arms with them. The arms should be ready nearby. Not that they have to run after there is some surprise attack. Now running for the arm. No. Keep the arms with them. فَإِذَا سَجَدُوا. When they have prayed, فَلْيَكُونُوا مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ. Now they should go in the back. وَلْتَاتِ طَائِفَةٌ أُخْرَى. And the other group now should come. لَمْ يُسَلُّوا. Who have not yet prayed, فَلْيُسَلُّوا مَعَكْ. Now they should pray with you. وَلْيَأْخُذُوا حِذْرَهُمْ وَأَسْلِحَتَهُمْ. And they should take now their precautions also, their shields also, and their arms also. Now what is the condition? Two rakat are to be offered. First rakah, the Prophet and the people, the first group, will say together. Then Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to keep sitting. He is not standing for the second rakah. The second rakah, all the people are saying themselves, just as we join the congregation, if we have joined late, then we complete our salah. Now then, when they have completed that, they go. Now the other group comes, and now Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stands up, and the second rakah, these people are now praying behind him. And after that, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say salam, and they will complete their prayer, another rakah. So that was the condition in which nobody was deprived of the imamah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَدَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ تَغْفُلُونَ. These kuffar, these your enemies, these unbelievers, they very much love it, like it, that you become unaware of your arms. You just forget them. وَأَمْتِعَتِكُمْ. And your baggage and luggage. فَيَمِيلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَيْلَةً وَاحِدًا. And then they swoop upon you at once. Then they attack you in a surprise attack. وَلَا جُنَاهَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنْ كَانَ بِكُمْ أَذَمْ مِنْ مَطَرٍ. But there will be no blame upon you if there is some difficult conditions due to raining, أَوْ كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَى, or somebody is ill, أَنْ تَدَوُوا أَسْلِحَتَكُمْ, that you set aside your arms. وَخُذُوا حِذْرَكُمْ, but you should have at least the shields with you, precaution. If somebody attacks, at least you can save yourself with the shield. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَدَّ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the unbelievers a chastisement which is humiliating. فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ. Now when you have said your prayer, completed, فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا. Now don't take to the attitude that now you have forgot Allah. Salah is for zikr of Allah. It is a definite form of zikr of Allah. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِلْزِكْرِ. But after this also, you have to continue zikr of Allah. You must go on remembering Allah. You are not going to forget Allah for a moment even. فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِكُمْ. Keep Allah in your mind. Remember Him. Whether you are standing, or you are sitting, or you are reclining by your sides. فَإِذَا اطْمَأْنَنْتُمْ. And when you feel you are secure, there is peace, there is no danger of any attack by the enemy. فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Now establish the regular prayer. Now this Salatul Khawf, this will not be there. Now this qasr will not be there. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. Verily, this salah has been prescribed on the moments, according to the times, appointed times. وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِي ابْتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ. And don't feel weak. Don't be weak in your pursuing the hot pursuit of the enemy. Pursue them. Follow them. وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِي ابْتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ إِن تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. Very beautiful sentence. Very beautiful ayah. If you are hurt, you have to face difficulties. Because going to war, there are hurtings, there are injuries. You may be going without food. You may have to go without water, all these things. In ta'lamuna, fa innahum ya'lamuna kama ta'lamun. Your enemies also are bearing all the hardships and pains, aren't they? The 1,000 army came over to Badr from Makkah. More than 200 miles. Was it easy for them? They were striving for the cause of Taghut. You are striving for the cause of Allah. So you shouldn't complain of any discomforts, injuries, or losses to life and wealth and property. They are your enemies. They are also doing the same. Are they not sacrificing their lives? Didn't Abu Jahl sacrifice his life for the idols? For their wrong deen? So, O Muslims, why do you show weakness? But now, who is being addressed here? Not Abu Bakr, not Umar. Who are being addressed? The munafiqeen. You profess to be Muslim. You profess to be mu'min. You profess to be believing in Allah. You profess to be believing in hereafter. وَتَّرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. You have expectation from Allah which they don't have. You have expectation that if you are martyred, you will go straight to paradise. They don't have any expectation. They don't believe in the hereafter. Still they are ready to sacrifice their lives. Just look to the Japanese in the Second World War. They didn't believe in any paradise or any hereafter. But they were, you know, committing suicide, harakiri. And they were directing the bomb. And they were themselves, you know, navigating the bomb. And then descending into the chimneys, you know, of the ships. And they knew it. When the bomb will explode, first of all, their pieces, they will fly. Then some harm will come to the ship. And they were doing it for what? For their king, Hirohito. Because they took them to be some god. So what do you? You believe in Allah. You believe in hereafter. And you are showing reluctance from going to war for the cause of Allah. How beautiful. وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِي ابْتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ إِن تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Alam. Alam means pain. If you have to experience pain, they are also bearing pain. Just as you are bearing pain. وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. And you expect and hope from Allah what they don't expect. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. And verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim and hakeem, all-knowing, all-wise. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ لِتَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِمَا أَرَاكَ اللَّهِ. Verily we have sent down this book, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on you with the total truth. Some of the translators have translated with truth. Al-haq means total truth. This is lamul hasr. Inna anzalna ilaka al-kitaba bil-haq. We have sent down on you this book with the total truth. Litahkuma bayna an-nas bima araka Allah. So that you should judge between people. Judge in their disputes, in their matters. Give your judgment. Bima araka Allah. With what Allah has shown you. This ara or irat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the book also. And he has given him the intelligence also. The hikmah also. So you use not only the law, but your intellect also. Bima araka Allah, what Allah has shown you. Wala takun lil khayneena khaseema. And you should not be an advocate in favor of the treacherous ones. These munafiqeen. Don't plead for them. Don't intercede for them. وَلَا تَكُنْ لِلْخَائِنِينَ خَصِيمًا. They are actually the treacherous ones. They say something else, they do something else. They profess something else, and they don't really believe in it. وَاسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ. And you ask the pardon of Allah also. Maybe behind this ayah, you know, there might be a background. That out of the marwa, gentleness of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just as he gave his shirt for the Raisul Munafiqeen, maybe he might have asked the forgiveness of Allah for some munafiq. Allah says you shouldn't do it. فَلَا تَكُنْ لِلْخَائِنِينَ خَصِيمًا. They are treacherous. These people, they don't deserve your intercession. And if you have done it, فَاسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ. Now you yourself ask the forgiveness of Allah. بَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Verily Allah is غَفُور and رَحِيم. He is forgiving and He is merciful. That is why we find later on, in Surah Al-Munafiqun also, in Surah Al-Tawbah also, استغفر لهم أو لا تستغفر لهم. ان تستغفر لهم 70 مرة لن يغفر الله. Whether you ask Allah's permission for them or you don't ask. Even if you ask the forgiveness of Allah for them 70 times, Allah is not going to forgive them. This is in Surah Tawbah. استغفر لهم او لا تستغفر لهم. ان تستغفر لهم 70 مرة لن يغفر الله. And in Surah Al-Munafiqeen, سواؤن علیہم استغفرت لهم ام لم تستغفر لهم لن يغفر الله. Equal for them. Whether you ask Allah's forgiveness for them or not, Allah is not going to forgive them. So the same is the ayah here. واستغفر الله ولا تجادل عن الذين يختارون انفسهم. Don't plead on behalf of them who are behaving in treachery against their own selves. يختارون انفسهم. They are making themselves doomed. Don't be advocate for them. Don't plead in their favor. ولا تجادل عن الذين يختارون انفسهم ان الله لا يحب من كان خوانا اثيما. Allah doesn't like those who are treacherous and who are sinful. يستخفون من الناس ولا يستخفون من الله. They want to hide their shortcomings, their lies from the people. But they don't want to hide themselves and they can't hide themselves from Allah. Allah knows them through and through. Allah sees them. When they are planning something against the Muslims during the night, Allah is with them. Allah knows, Allah record. We have just read. وَاللَّهُ يَكْتُبُ مَا يُبَيَّتُونَ. Allah is recording whatever they are saying. What are the proceedings of those secret meetings? يَسْتَغْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَغْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مَعْهُمْ إِذْ يُبَيَّتُونَ مَا لَا يَرْضَى مِنَ الْقَالِ. And Allah is with them when they are planning those unpleasant things, unwanted things, مَا لَا يَرْضَى, unpleasant things during the night. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطًا. And Allah has encompassed, encircled whatever they are doing. They can't do anything beyond those limits. هَانْتُمْ هَاُولَىٰ جَادَلْتُمْ عَنْهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Now this is addressing to the Muslims, true Mu'mins. As I told you, a brother is a Muslim, true Muslim. Another brother is munafiq, but he is a brother. A natural love and affection is there. Allah says, هَانْتُمْ هَاُولَىٰ جَادَلْتُمْ عَنْهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. You have been pleading for your brothers in the life of this world. فَمَّنْ يُجَادِلِ اللَّهَ عَنْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Who will plead in their favor against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment? Will there be any pleader? Will there be anybody who will be able to intercede for them in their favor? هَا أَنْتُمْ هَا أُولَاءِ جَادَلْتُمْ عَنْهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. You went to the Prophet, oh, Ya Rasulallah, just forgive him. Just ignore. Please, he is my brother. Or he is related to me. You have been advocating their cause. You have been pleading their cases. هَا أَنْتُمْ هَا أُولَىٰ جَادَلْتُمْ عَنْهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. فَمَنْ يُجَادِلُ اللَّهَ عَنْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Who will be able to plead in their favor on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection? أَمَّنْ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكِيلًا. Who will become a protector for them? وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهَ يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. But whosoever commits a mistake and he has wronged himself. Committing a sin, you are doing wrong to your own self. But then, just as we read before, then he apologizes. He repents. He returns to Allah. ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ. Then if he really repents and asks the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. He will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ready to accept the repentance. He is tawwab. He is ghafoor, he is right. Now let me tell you the ayah which we have already read. Fastaghfirullah. O Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should also beg the pardon of Allah. You should also ask the forgiveness of Allah. And there is a hadith in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, according to which the Prophet said, Inni la astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayhi sab'eena marratan fi kulli yawm. I ask the forgiveness of Allah and I repent before Him every day 70 times. But the discrepancy or the shortcoming of the Prophet is something else on which he used to repent. Our sins and our shortcomings are something else. Don't guess one on the other. If there was some lessening of the intensity of love, has decreased a bit, for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was also a sin. He thought, إِنَّهُ لَيُغَانُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ. I find sometimes, I feel there is a wheel on my heart. وَإِنِّي لَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ سَبْعِينَ مَرَّةً فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ. And when I feel that, there is some wheel on my heart, which is in between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I repent and make tawbah towards Him. So that is a different case altogether. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهَ يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Whosoever commits some evil deed, or he has wronged himself, and then he apologizes to Allah, asks for his pardon, asks for his forgiveness, he will find Allah that he is غفور, he is forgiving, رحيم, he is merciful. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم.